patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of Dynamo.
Push it right to the edge.
Now, Mommy, now tell me about this.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
You even like jazz? Or was that for my benefit? I've got to like it. Oh, yes!
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. What would you make the world you had now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to trip like I do.
So you're ready for your audition?
I am ready.
All right, get on your knees.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
I'm only in layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Layering different sounds on top of each other. Layering different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
あなたはプラスティック寿司ストロベリーズ&タイムを聞いています。こちらは WMFO メッドフォード 91.5FM。
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastic.
Strawberry.
So dirty.
I've got rhythm, I've got music, I've got my man who can ask for anything more. I've got daisies in green pastures, I've got my man who can ask for anything more. Old man trouble, I don't mind him, you won't find him hanging round my door. I've got daisies, I've got
surfing on the waves of sound. Welcome to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right. It's not just a radio show. No, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music that always matches a different weekly theme. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm your host, Edward Buchert, and tonight I am mixing you up a truly canonical Tears of the Gods theme. One that really demonstrates the difference between a Tears of the Gods sound collage and a plastic sushi. Tonight's theme is called Electronica and Jazz, and we're going to go deep and concentrate on just those two genres of music, rather than going wide as we do on a plastic sushi, genre jumping from one song to the next. No, tonight it's just electronica and jazz music. Although that they both are such broad categories that you could do a radio show, a weekly radio show, forever and just have that as a theme. And there's so much to explore with all of that. And since this is a Tears of the Gods and we always have a feature for you, well, we've got featured artists, the Crystal Method. So we began with a real jazz performer, Valida Snow. And that was I Got Rhythm. And Valida Snow, I was first turned on to her by longtime WMFO DJ Hank Fonts. And Valida was an African-American jazz musician, and she was known as the Little Louis after Louis Armstrong, who in fact called her the world's second best jazz trumpet player, next to him. And she toured all around the world. And she was multi-talented, not just on trumpet, but as well, so many other things. And while she was touring Europe in 1941, the Nazis arrested her and imprisoned her. And eventually she was released in a prisoner exchange in 1942, but she was never the same after that. But she was an incredible performer, Valida Snow. And you know what? You can find a whole bunch of her music for free on archive.org. Legitimately, completely, public domain free. Then we followed that wonderful jazz piece with a really, I think, hard-hitting piece of electronica by Yahel, DJ Yahel, collaborating with the Israeli duo Infected Mushroom, Tsunami, Waves of Sound. So backing me up right now is the Exodus Quartet, and this track is called Our Man in Havana. And, well, in the next set, we're going to go full circle, starting and ending with the different versions of the same song. And those two songs are the seed crystal for tonight's show. Two different versions of the Crystal Method's High Roller. The first version you're going to hear is from their perfect 1997 album Vegas. And when I say perfect album, I mean every song on it really rocks, no matter what the genre of the album is. No filler material, no, none whatsoever. And then the second version is on their 2007 10th anniversary edition of Vegas. 10 years later, they had a whole bunch of other DJs remix some of those songs, as well as some live tracks. And DJ Miyagi does what I think is the best remixed song on that deluxe edition of Vegas. The song is called High Roller, and in particular, it features audio clips from the Apollo 8 mission, the 1968 Apollo mission, which was the first manned spacecraft to leave Earth orbit. Its crew was Commander Frank Borman and James Lovell and William Anders. And they were the first human beings to leave Earth orbit and the first to see Earth as a whole planet. You know, that kind of the whole globe just out there by itself. And they were the first to directly see the dark side of the moon. And then they were the first to witness Earth rise. And, you know, wow, all of that. So you'll notice in particular, there's a clip, "We See the Earth Now." And so that's, you know, them talking about it as they're seeing, being the first human being seeing the Earth like that. And then another clip in there that it took me a long time to figure out what they're being said is from Mission Control. "This transmission is coming to you." And then also in the next set, we'll be hearing Nobel Prize winning physicist Richard Feynman explaining some quantum mechanical aspects of atoms. Yes, here mixed into the jazz music. Well, actually, that's going to be mixed into some more Infected Mushroom. But we're also going to be hearing from Miles Davis and Jelly Roll Morton. What a great name. So let's get the rest of your Friday night sound collage party going as we explore deeply our theme of electronica and jazz tonight. Here's the Crystal Method and High Roller with clips from the 1968 Apollo 8 mission.
Now we see the earth. You've got it. Now we see. quantum mechanics has several aspects. In the first place, the idea that a particle has a definite location and a definite speed is no longer allowed. That's wrong. And to give a measure of how wrong classical physics is, there's a rule that says that you can't both know where something is and how fast it's moving. The uncertainty in the momentum of it and the uncertainty in the position complementary. Your product of the two is a constant. If you want the law, if you like the right equations, you can write this. I will explain it some other time in more detail. This is the explanation of a very mysterious paradox. If the atoms are made out of plus and minus charges, why don't the minus charges simply sit on top of the plus charges? They attract each other. Why don't they just sit there on top? Why is our atom so big? Why, if there is a nucleus here and the electrons around? We first just thought that it was because the nucleus was big. No. The nucleus is very small. The atom in its diameter here is 10 to the minus 8 centimeters. The nucleus in its diameter is of the order 10 to the minus 13 centimeters. What does that mean? That means that if you had an atom and you wanted to see the nucleus, you'd have to expand it, magnify it, till the whole atom is the size of this room, and then the nucleus is a bare speck that you can just about make out with the eye, a hundredth of an inch. This principle, if they sat there, then you'd know where they were and that they weren't moving. And you can't have that. So they don't sit there, because if you try to put them there, they start moving around. Well, they move around and they take a compromise. They leave themselves a little room for this uncertainty, and they jiggle at a certain amount of minimum motion given by this rule. You remember also that when a crystal is cooled to absolute zero, the atoms do not stop moving, they still jiggle. Why? Because if they stopped moving, you'd know where they were and that they were at zero motion. And that's against the uncertainty principle. You're not supposed to know where they are and how fast they're moving, so they continually wiggle in there.
We'll be right back. Judgment affirmatively, it will be an entire nation.
Thank you.
tuned in to the Tears of the Gods sound collage only here on WMFO in Medford. Tufts free form and sometimes educational radio. Our theme tonight is electronica and jazz with featured artists, The Crystal Method. And we went full circle in that last set where we began and ended with two different versions of the same song. The Crystal Method's High Roller, originally off of their 1997 Vegas album, an album I give my highest award, calling it a perfect album. Every song on it really rocks. No filler material at all. And we ended with High Roller, but the Miyagi remix off of their 2007 edition of Vegas, the deluxe edition. And in particular, both versions feature audio clips from the Apollo 8 mission in 1968 that was the first manned spacecraft to leave Earth orbit. And that clip of them saying, "We see the Earth now," was as they looked backwards as they left Earth orbit and proceeded to the moon. And they, you've seen this picture for sure. It's called Blue Marble, or it's known as Blue Marble, and it's a picture of the Earth coming up over the moon. And Apollo 8 took that. Many astronauts, people who go up into outer space and see the Earth as a whole, have had it profoundly affect their lives, giving them an instant sense of global consciousness and just looking at things in a very different way about nature and human beings and what the planet is. But you know, you don't have to actually go into outer space, I think, to feel that as well. Google Earth is an incredible application on whether you use it on your desktop computer or on some kind of a mobile device. Wow. That was a really compelling application to go and get an iPad or an original iPad just to be able to use Google Earth, I think. And yeah. And in between there, between those two versions of High Roller, we heard Miles Davis, a selection from his Sketches of Spain album, which was recorded between in 1959 and 1960. And mixed in on top of that, we had an excerpt of a lecture from the Nobel Prize-winning physicist, Richard Feynman, one of my intellectual heroes. And he was talking about the quantum mechanical properties of atoms. And you know, for something that was just 2 minutes in length, and there was an incredible set of explanations about so many things going on in what he said. I think just that idea of what the scale of an atom is between the orbits where the electrons spin around in the nucleus, that if you make the whole atom be the size of a college lecture hall that he was in, then the actual nucleus is just like a speck, like a period on a piece of paper. That's the incredible scale difference. I think another thing that's also when astronauts go and they see the Earth, you know, some of the scale of things. If the Earth was like the size of a beach ball, our atmosphere that we crucially depend on, that would just be like a layer of saran wrap. over a basketball or a beach ball or something. It's so thin compared to the rest of the planet. But then also in there, we heard from the Israeli electronic duo Infected Mushroom, Economex. And then another artist, jazz musician that Hank Fonce introduced me to, Jelly Roll Morton. And that was the Climax rag. And both Jelly Roll Morton and Valias Snow, so many of their works are in the public domain and available legitimately for free from archive.org. An incredible music resource for so many vintage artists. Archive.org. Well, backing me up right now is some more... acid jazz is supposedly the subcategory this fits into. This is the Paolo Accenza Trio and a track called Fez Bossa. And I've gotten this as well as the Exodus Quartet and some of the other ambiance that I'll be playing you this evening from a very interesting compilation, Bossa Brava. Found that years ago in the WMFO World Music section. But coming up here, we're going to be hearing in the mix is the WMFO premiere of a Mascan public service announcement by Dr. Lester Grinspoon. And we've got Chuck Yu to thank for some parts of that, along with Bill Downing and, of course, Dr. Lester Grinspoon. And we're also going to be hearing my Plastic Sushi Christine Jorgensen remix of DJ Bobo's Take Control. Some Charles Mingus in there, along with a collaboration from Chick Corea and Bella Fleck that won Bella Fleck a Grammy nomination for Best Instrumental. That's spectacle coming up in the next set. But we are going to start things off. Yeah, we're going to start the set off with somebody who really stands out as an electronic jazz musician, hitting both of our theme elements, electronica and jazz. Here's Jan Hammer with the Miami Vice theme on the Tears of the Gods Sound Collage, only on WMFO in Maine.